You're listening to a podcast from the Today programme on BBC Radio 4. A group of scientists working with the geneticist Craig Venter have managed to create a minimal cell, which is a cell that contains only the genes necessary to sustain life. Their work is written up in the journal Science. It's caused quite a stir in the area of science that focuses on this aspect of biology. Professor Paul Fremont is co-director of the Synthetic Biology Hub at Imperial College London and is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Why does it matter what they've done?
Well, it really matters because what they've actually achieved is they've shown that you can take essentially the genetic instruction sets of an organism and you can kind of minimise that to the sort of minimal set of genes, which is very interesting biologically. But then what they've also managed to do is develop a sort of a process of how you do that in a systematic way. So they've actually made all this DNA synthetically and they've put it together in a systematic way to test which genes are necessary for life and which aren't, and then constructed the whole genome and put it in a cell and get it to work.
And do they know why these genes are necessary and why the ones they got rid of aren't?
No, that's what's really interesting about it. They've actually got this minimal cell which has got about 473 genes in, and they've got about 100 odd that they don't know.
So that's it. The answer is 473. There are 473 genes you must have to have life.
Well, for this particular cell under these set of conditions, right,
yeah.
You know. So it's 473 genes. They know it's nearly half the genome reduced, if you like, of the organism they started with, which was, again, a synthetic organism.
But do they know what each of those 473 genes does?
No. There's about 100, about 149 they haven't quite worked out yet, which is very interesting because it shows our knowledge base is so lacking with the most simplest organisms.
Isn't that fascinating? The deepest biology, which is something that is so studied and so changed, I suppose, as a subject in the last few decades, we're still not really...
Yeah, it's a really extraordinary sort of thing to think that here we are at this time, you know, not really understanding what these very essential genes are. But you've got to remember, this is a specific organism that has a specific lifestyle, and of course, those genes for that organism may not necessarily be the same genes we need for another organism, because biology is complex, as you know.
Well, and having got it going there, what do they intend to do with it, and what do you think could be done with it? I mean, could you use it to create other things? Is that the idea?
I think the idea here is that there's two drivers. One is the fundamental biology, which we just talked about, and the other one is to think about how we use cells to manufacture things. So there's this whole new sort of development called synthetic biology, and it's around biomanufacturing. So the idea is that we actually use these cells and we make chemicals or we make drugs or we make pharmaceuticals or even energy or, you know, diesel fuel or whatever. But we use these kind of cells as sort of what they call chassis, if you like, living host cells, and then we can sort of build, you know, new genetic programs which we can put in those cells to manufacture these components. That's kind of where this whole technology is leading to.
Fascinating. Professor Paul Fremont from Imperial College, thank you very much. You can listen to more free content from the Today programme by going to www.bbc.co.uk/today.